Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Monday, the 22nd day in April of 2024. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to start your work week. We're going to start with a file transfer protocol tool, or FTP. FTP products are great because they allow users to share, send, and generally in a secure way share files. But there is one such product known as CrushFTP who is urging users to update their application. The CrushFTP version 11.1 and below have a vulnerability that allows users or malicious actors to escape the system, which can lead to a number of things, including the exposure of those sensitive files you're trying to share. Good news is that this was advised on the 19th, which is Friday, and users can upgrade to a new version so that their data can be shared safely. And if you're asking, well, how likely is it that criminals are going to steal the data? Well, over the last 3 years, we've seen four other FTP products, large-scale compromises, and organizations failed to patch sometimes up to 7 months later, meaning that for 7 months, criminals were stealing their data. So if you don't want criminals stealing your data, update your CrushFTP now to prevent their theft. We're going to move to WordPress. WordPress is a fantastic product that allows you to build, curate, deploy, and manage websites. Has a number of different applications that come with it or that you can add in, known as plugins. And one plugin known as Forminator, which is a very powerful plugin, allowing, as the name implies, to build and extract data from a variety of different forms. Well, if you use Forminator, like the thousands of people who have websites, you need to update your Forminator plugin now because the Japan Computer Emergency Response Team is urging organizations and site administrators to upgrade to the latest plugin for this Forminator to version 1.29.3, which will address three flaws that the Japan Computer Emergency Response Team uncovered. And these flaws, amongst other things, allow, through the forms that Forminator helps you create, attackers can upload malware to a site, which would allow the website to be defaced, taken over, or simply unavailable to other users. So if you value your uptime and you're a savvy site administrator, go ahead and update your Forminator plugin now to ensure that users can have a seamless experience. From seamless experiences to a bad day, that is what the MITRE Corporation had in January, according to a press release by some of their members. Now, the MITRE Corporation is an organization that is dedicated to helping progress cyber and cyber defense. And they claim that there was a nation-state cyber attack that exploited flaws in Ivanti Connect secure appliances, and that they were a victim. The good news is that the MITRE Corporation says that based on their investigation, quote, there is no indication that MITRE's core enterprise network or partners' systems were affected by this incident. So it appears that the attack was isolated to a part of MITRE Corporation's networks that had no impact on their operations or customer or user data. So what you need to know is that, and MITRE or members point this out, no one is safe from these kinds of attacks. The only way to be safe from these kinds of attacks is good security practices, which of course MITRE has. But criminals are increasingly intelligent, and you need to be aware that even if you have great vendors, processes, you still need to staff and fund cybersecurity so that when these incidents do happen to you, you are able to respond effectively. We're going to end today on a very intriguing report about ransomware operators. Now, we've covered ransomware operators before. Generally, ransomware operators will exploit a system, whether that's via phishing or by exploiting a flaw such as Avanti. But what we don't normally see is ransomware operators targeting those who would seek to engage in child pornography. And that appears to be what has happened recently. A rash or campaign of activity has been targeting users who try to gain access to or frequent Usenet Club. Now, Usenet Club is a newsroom and collaboration site where people can share things, post messages. There's some legitimate activity, but it is very much known as a place where individuals will go and, under the guise of reading news, engage in child pornography or trading images of child pornography. So what has happened is this ransomware operator created a fake site mirroring and mimicking the Usenet Club, and they began to try to sell fake access or provide free access if you use their VPN. Now, what's interesting here is that the VPN actually contains malware that allows for the operators to conduct their ransomware extortion attack. And we know that the ransomware operators aren't targeting just any users of Usenet Club, because the message that gets displayed when you accidentally install this VPN/ransomware is that you, the user or victim, were looking for child pornography. And so the idea here is that the ransomware operators are more likely to get paid by these particular individuals who want to keep their child pornography habits a secret. And so some people are saying that they actually are rooting for this kind of ransomware operator. To be clear, whether you are committing a crime when you download ransomware or not, you are a victim of ransomware. Child pornography is illegal, and so it's a hot topic about whether or not the victims in this case should be allowed to get legal reprieve for being a victim, given that they were victimized during what is absolutely, in the United States, illegal activity in child pornography. So we see cyber actors taking advantage of, for lack of a better term, a vulnerable user base, in this case, those who are afraid that their child pornography habits will be disclosed. And we see individuals from the outside looking in, thinking, hey, it's really good that these people are being victimized. At the end of the day, two different kinds of cybercrime are attacking, and at a minimum, the ransomware operators are bringing to light and helping to curb child pornography through their illicit acts. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding Monday. It's going to be a great week, so stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy. And until tomorrow, Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's Tip of the Cap goes to a collegiate golfer. Rachel Kewen is getting a sincere tip of the cap for becoming the ACC Collegiate Women's Golf Individual Champion, finishing just 5 under par on Saturday from Wake Forest. Now, not only does Rachel Kewen become the individual champion of the year in the ACC, but she also cements a legacy by becoming the first ever mother-daughter pair to achieve that title, as her mother Brenda won the golf individual champion for the ACC in 1986. So to you, Rachel Kewen, for your dedication to golf, for your dedication to family and legacy, and for being a great example for young golfers all across the world, a sincere tip of the cap. And please keep on golfing.